Today we're featuring interviews with former White House press secretaries. Joe Lockhart was President Clinton's press secretary from October of 98 to October 2000. He took over from Mike McCurry just in time for a White House nightmare, the impeachment. In addition to the impeachment, Lockhart handled such stories as the bombing of Kosovo and the custody battle for Aileen Gonzalez. I spoke to Lockhart in January 2001, right after President Clinton left office, and asked him to describe what happened the day he took over as press secretary.
The day I took over, it turned out to be the first day of the official impeachment. It was the day the House Judiciary Committee held their first formal hearing on the subject. So in addition to going up and standing in front of the cameras at the White House with a somewhat hostile press corps, there was actually an important piece of news that day. So, I like to describe my first briefing as an out-of-body experience because through most of it, I felt like I was standing 4 feet to my side watching me screw it up. But, as with anything, after you do it a couple times, you get a little more comfortable. And I think we all at the White House got more comfortable in that fight as it proceeded, because I think we knew that the public was generally on our side, that the Republican leadership was pushing things too far and too hard.
Looking back, do you think you did screw up during that first press conference?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I think the president said to me some months later, and I took it as a compliment, something along the lines of, you know, it's really nice that you've lost that deer in the headlights look. And, so I think there was an element of that. There was an element of sort of establishing my own credential with the press corps to be able to speak authoritatively for the president. And that was all of those things are natural for anyone coming in new. This was just accentuated a little bit, actually not a little bit, a lot, by the fact that we were beginning the formal impeachment proceedings.
Is there an example of a statement you made or the way you handled a turn in the impeachment story that you think was particularly effective in framing the story?
Well, I'll give you one that may seem trivial, but to me it was an important one. And this was near the end where, I think we had beaten back the charge of impeachment and it looked like it was finally going to die under its own weight in the Senate. And immediately there was a groundswell of concern and stories about, well, will the White House be doing, a celebratory dance and will they gloat? And, I heard this for 2 days in a row from the reporters and just, out of nowhere, just decided and said and unilaterally declared that post-impeachment the White House would be a gloat-free zone. And I sort of took some heat from that inside about being so glib, but it actually, like many things here in town, it's not what happens. It's the lead up and the anticipation. And it sort of took the issue off the table. That's a small sort of anecdotal. I think to answer the larger question, every single day of the impeachment battle, I felt my challenge was to frame this as a political power issue. That the Republicans were doing this because they had political differences with the president and were exercising their political power. And I think by and large, that is the way the public or the majority of the public ultimately viewed this.
Well, shortly after the impeachment, you had to handle the story of the bombing in Kosovo.
Yeah, I mean, that people ask me what was the hardest thing I had to do during my tenure as White House press secretary. And I think they don't believe me when I say it wasn't impeachment. And I think they think I'm just trying to put it on something that ended better or was more favorable for the president. But it really wasn't impeachment, because impeachment was a raw political battle, which from a communications point of view, we were in a pretty good position to fight. Kosovo was much more difficult. This was something that was very important. Most of us felt very strongly that it was the right thing to do. And we did a miserable job initially of convincing people that what we were doing was right and that it was going to work. And there were a lot of reasons for that. One is that This wasn't like the Gulf War, where you had the ability to show what you were doing. We were doing this in a place where Milosevic had control of state television there, had control of all the pictures, so really could dictate the storyline out of there. We had a really unprecedented political environment here in Washington, where from even before we started, there was not the general bipartisan support for a military action. There was partisan sniping that started even before we started. And there was, within the military, people who did not believe that an air campaign alone would work. They argued that strongly internally, and many of them argued it anonymously and just as strongly in the newspapers externally. So there was a real challenge there that and very frustrating, because we knew what we were doing was right. We were reasonably certain what we were doing would work, but almost from the moment that it started, it faced very deep skepticism.
You would often joke with the press at briefings. Did any of your jokes ever get you into trouble?
Occasionally. I made a joke. One of the first things I did after I was announced as the new press secretary is I missed a flight, and I made a joke about it at the expense of the president. And
what'd you say?
It was during the period where he had said something quite serious about trying to make up for the damage he had done to his family during this period. And I sort of used those words to talk about the damage I had done in missing the plane. Something that the reporters all thought was hilarious. I don't think the president thought it was that funny. But it's a fine line. Humor is probably if not the best, one of the best weapons you can use in sort of disarming a aggressive press corps. It's particularly useful when you can do it at your own expense, rather than someone else's expense. But there are times when, in trying to loosen things up, that you go a little bit over the line, and you generally have to pay for those.
One last question. Because the press secretary now is on TV all the time, holding briefings, you become something of a celebrity yourself. And I'm wondering, when strangers meet you in the street and recognize you, what are the one or two things that they most often say to you about yourself or about the president?
The odd thing is that most people who you come up to on the street think they know you, but don't know why they know you. They think that you went to high school or college with them. And there's a lot of them are very surprised when you tell them, this is why you know me. The ones that do recognize you, generally 95% of them are self-selected positive people who will tell you that they enjoyed your work or they love the president. There's very few people who come up and are nasty. But I think the overwhelming response over the last year, at least, or the overwhelming question is, and no matter where I am in the country, I get this, is, what do you think of CJ, and is West Wing realistic? And luckily for CJ and West Wing, I think she's great, and I like the show.
Joe Lockhart served as President Clinton's press secretary. I spoke with him in January 2001. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.